Tovia Franco, Lo Silbash.
My interest on this topic was piqued by the fact that I went to Edo before Purim and he put for me pink braces. So I was wondering if there's a problem with Lo Silbash or not, so I looked and it's only 60 Ephim, but there's a lot of what to talk about, and Be'ez HaShem, I'm not planning to talk about the cutting of hair of the body. That's a whole different topic. I'm going to talk about the other aspects of Lo Silbash. So the Gemara has a view on what is the law of Lo Silbash. There's three shittos in the Amoraim. The first shita is that a person who's megaleach with a tar, all the hair on his body, is all there is only lo kemidir abanon. He holds that the Isra of Lo Silbash, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yilbash Gever, Simlas Isha, and the Pasuk ends that it's a To'eva. So it has to be something that it does To'eva. So Giluach won't fill that quota. So he says that it's somebody who, it can't also just stand be somebody who's wearing a Simlas Isha. It's not To'eva. El Dalav is to wear a Simlas Isha and be Yoshev Bein Hanoshim. That's To'eva, and that is what a person's over on Lo Yilbash. But he's lo kemidir abanan. If he does anything like a woman, shaving off his body hair with a tar, with a razor, is like a woman, and he would be lo kemidir abanan makas mardus. So that's the first shita in the Gemara. The second shita is that lo yilbash of a gever is to shave the hair off his body. Interesting, this shita does not talk about what a woman's lo silbash is. But it just says that the love of Lo Yilbash of a Gever is the love of the Oraisa is to shave off his hair with a razor. And then the third cheetah that we pass him like is Eliezer ben Yaakov, that the love of Lo Silbash is for one to be miskashet with any kishat of an Isha. He starts out by saying, explains the Beis Yosef his shita, that he explains that the pshat in that the Isha, what an Isha cannot wear of a man, is a weapon. Why? Because a man goes out to war and it's a man thing, and a woman cannot do it, cannot wear a weapon. Even though, so he obviously holds, even though he still looks like a man, she still looks like a woman, it makes no difference. Any kishat of Isha brings lidei to'eva. Any kishat that an Isha wears of a man can bring lidei to'eva. So therefore, when it says a man's love of Lo Yilbash, it's anything, any kishat of an Isha, like the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that anything that an Isha is a kishat of an Isha, is it over on Lo Yilbash, because it could bring to to'eva. Interestingly enough, the Rambam paskins like this, Havara Sasear Mishar Haguf. Going base a shechi, base a erva, taking off one's hair with a razor. He's talking about. The Gemara says lahedia that scissors are not a problem. So eino osur mina Torah elam divrei sofrim. Ma'aviro makin also makos mardos, that shaving off one's hair with a razor is a lav midir abonon, and he's lo kemakos mardos. And then the Rambam, that's an aloha tes, and an aloha yud. Says the Rambam, Lo sa'ade isha ade ha'ish, kigon she'tosim b'rosh ha'mitznefes, that a woman should not wear a type of scarf or kova or a hat, she'tilba shiryon v'kayotze bo, or she'tgaleach rosh ha'ki'ish, or that she should wear armor or shave her hair like a man. Lo ya'ade ish ade isha, and a man should not dress like a woman, kigon she'yilbash godim tiv'onim, v'choli zohav, and like necklaces of gold, v'makom she'en lotion, also makelim, v'en misimin also acholi el anoshim, hako k'minag medina, ish she'ido adi isha, v'isha she'idos adi ish loikin. The Rambam paskins that somebody, any man who uses a kishut of a woman is over, is loke. So points out the Beis Yosef, there's a stira between how the Rambam paskins. Mitzad Echa, the Rambam says that if somebody's ma'avir sa'ar with a razor, he's not loke. It's just midir abonim, he's loke makas mardus. It's not a lav d'oraisa. That would be like the first Tana that holds that the lav is to wear a dress and sit with women. Masha Inkain, the Rambam goes and paskins like Eliezer bar Yaakov, that the lav is to wear any kishut of a woman. And in that it should be included doing something of a woman, like wearing a razor should be included in Malkos in the Lav Doraisa and get Malkos Doraisa. So the Beis Yosef really answers on that stira that the Rambam holds, that this is where the Beis Yosef explains of Eliezer bar Rav Yaakov's Shita, that the whole problem is to wear any kishut of a woman because it could bring Lidei To'eva. and any kishul of a woman is bichlal. But then according to Rav Eliezer Bar Yaakov, so then it has to be something that is seen. Because if it's not seen, then it cannot be a to'eva. So therefore, malkos will not be a lav do'raisa, because it's not something that is seen when a person is walking around. So it's not malkos do'raisa of to'eva, and therefore it's just midirabbanan. So, but the Rambam really paskins like Rav Eliezer Bar Yaakov, and so does the Shulchan Aruch, paskins like that in Simon Kuf Pei Beis, that the lav is like Rav Eliezer Bar Yaakov to do any kishut of a woman is over on the lav, because it's makariv to'eva, because it could cause to'eva to come, so it's over on the lav.
Not public.
What?
Public.
I don't think so. Okay. I think, from my understanding, I didn't see it said. This you should ask anyone who knows, but I didn't see a chiluk between public or private.
But your point was that whether it can be seen or not, you mean that's why the shaving parts of body here.
Right.
In part in places that you don't, that it's not visible.
Yes, based on Ero, based on Shechi, that are not generally seen. There's shittos in the Achron and they want to say that that's the reason that you're not allowed to shave, because the Lo Silbash is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Nosa Kelim. It's Achronim. So we're only talking about the body here, Beis HaEru and Beis HaShechi. So the Shulchan Aruch with the paskins like that, like Sa'ade Isha Ade Aish, Gimai Shetosim Birosh and Mitznefes, Lakova Atil Ba Shiryon Kayotze Bo, Mimal Bushe Aish Lefi Minak Hamokom Ahu, Osh Tegalach Rosh HaKi'ish, Lo Ya Ade Ish, Ade Isha, Gimai Sheyilbash Big Day Tiboyne Bechol Izzah. And whoever's over on that, so he's loka on Malkos. Any kishet of a woman that a man would wear is over on Malkos. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch something very interesting, that Aval B'makom, that it's also Gam Ha'anoshim, it's also Minag Ha'anoshim, Ein Makin also. If he wears something that also the Anoshim wear, then he's not over. And you're not Malkin also, and says the Agos, says the Ramah, La'afil L'chadchila Shari. It's also L'chadchila, something that a man, that it's also men do, so a man can do it L'chadchila. Rak HaChaverim Nimnoim. Just the chaverim are nimna. Even if men do it, they still do not wear. They still do not wear these stuff that women wear. So as Rabbi Kivi Eger has a very interesting chakira over here, he says, how did it become that men wore it? If it was once women, so then men were not allowed to wear it because of Lo Silbash. So really, Rabbi Kivi Eger has a tzad that we go after the goyim. That we follow the guy, and the guy don't have a lot of slow silbash, so they could start wearing it. And once they started to wear it, so it became a man's thing. And therefore, a man, so now it's already men's thing, so a man is l'chadchila allowed to wear it. That's one tzad of Kiva Eger, and he brings another tzad that if all the guyim do it, so then it's really still also a silbash, because we don't go after the guyim. Just if Israel does it, ain't moichin b'yaloi. So we're not moicha in him until also Yisrael wear it and it becomes a thing of a man. So then a man's allowed to wear it also the chatchila, just chaverim nimnoim. So we're gonna see that the Raivin of the Badatz or Rav Moshe Sternbuch in his Sefer Chuos van Hagel, so he really talks about a woman smoking. If a woman wants to start smoking, so he writes like this: Nira shiroi lach shosh bezele isra torah dlo yilbash. One should be choshesh to the Isser of Lo Silbash. The Avsha Ayom Matsuri Bavanoseinu Harabim Binoshim. Even though we found a lot of women that smokes, then one may say that it's also a woman's thing. Hainu Ba'akum V'chofshim. That's what he calls Chilonim. We only found women that do it that are Goyim and Chiloniot. But Avatznu Oshomros Gam Ayom Rubon Kikulon Yichudon V'kdushasan. As V'isha Shaporetz's Geder Ka'osan Anoshim. Sheikar kamenosim bezeli donsla anoshim overos gama yom beisrael lo yilbash toli b'minagat snuos. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch really paskins the chumra that it is toli b'minagat snuos, and therefore, since it is a man thing to smoke, so therefore, even though the goyim and a lot of chiloniot smoke, but most of the snuos do not, and a woman who will smoke will be over on lo yilbash because it is a man's thing. Now it says in the we're gonna get back to the woman. Now we're gonna talk about the man much more. So it says that one of the things that a man is not allowed to do because it is a woman's thing is also lilaket afilu sar echad lavan mitoch hashchoros, to pull out one white hair out of black hair mishum lo yilbash gever, because it's doing a woman's thing to make themselves look young. V'chein osur li'ish li'tzvoa se'aros levonos she'yu shchoros. And so too it is also for a man to color white hair, dye white hair so it should become black, because it's a ma'aseh nashim to make himself look younger. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting chakira over here. Is the lav of lo silbash, is the lav to look like a woman, to be dome in a kishut and be mekushat in a way that it looks like a, that it has a dimayon to a woman, or is the lav to do a ma'aseh that a woman does? And the nafkamina is if there's a pill. If there's a pill, that's the question that was asked about, a pill that turns the hair black. If the lav is to do a ma'aseh of a woman, then it's allowed. Even if women take that pill, to take a pill is not called a ma'aseh of a woman, because there's no difference that can be seen of taking a pill. So therefore, if the lav is to do a ma'aseh of a woman, then you're allowed to take it, because it's not ma'aseh of a woman. But if the lav is to look like a woman, so therefore one still has a demayon in his look to a woman.
Would a barber be allowed to pull your one white hair out?
Would a barber be allowed?
You're one white hair. So he looks at a white hair and he gets upset when he sees it because he's careful about his job. He's cutting it.
I don't know.
Would you have to ask him not to?
I'm sure that you would have to tell him to not do it. Like, you can't ask him to do it. And you should tell him to not do it, probably. I'm speaking with Sarah, but I don't know what happens if he actually pulls it out.
Oh, well, I'm saying it's not like
I'll tell you what happens. Another one comes pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's also today they sell products. It's like just for men or something. Clearly the goyim do this all the time.
Right, but we saw the chumrah and Moshe Sternberg that we got to the tznuos, and now it's not.
Also, once the guy just so you can switch it from fugazisha to fugazagai.
Right. I don't think there's chukas hagoyim in such a thing. Chukas hagoyim, as far as my knowledge covers, is only a minag shtus, and it's just in a minag mishum daseyim, or if there's no reason. But letzoyrech, it's a big sugya in chukas hagoyim. But it seems to be that letzoyrech, really, if it's like a muskamos of looking nice, let's say there's a muskamos that a big thing over here looks nice, and the goyim started it, probably. Mistamos, so therefore there would be no. I'm not positive, but from what I know, so the halacha would be that it's not a problem with chukas hagoyim, since it's a muskamos of looking nice, and there's no problem to look nice even though it's what the goyim do. It's just minhagei shtus, that you're not allowed to do for chukas hagoyim, to do stam something that the goyim do. About the barber, if he pulls it out, I don't know.
Yeah, not going to be.
What?
Yeah, is that tied into the motion after you? In other words, the way Moshe described it is sort of like
is the Isser. It might really be totally because you're not doing a mice of a woman. Because you're not over on a mice of a woman, but you look like a woman. Right, it would be totally in that Hakira for sure. But it could be that even after the answer of the Hakira, there's nothing lado. But really, the Moshe is masik that the lav is to look like a woman, like it's Mukach from the Rambam. In one of the places that it seems to be a Pashat Al-Chacha that Ramosha does not bring, it says that the Rambam says even taking out one hair, one black hair, is a problem of Silbash. The Kesef Mishnah asks on the spot.
Gray.
What?
White.
White, sorry. Right. So asks the Kesef Mishnah. Amar Avram loy mechuvar shiye loy ke ba'achas shiloy amru ela asur. He says it's not mechuvar that one should be loke on taking out one hair because you cannot tell the difference. He does not look any differently. Says the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam held that it looks different. That taking out also one white hair makes him look different. So you see from there, it's mukach lahedya that the problem is to look like a woman. Rav Moshe brings a raya that the tour brings, it's a big chiddush for the tour. That the Rambam says that there's also allowed to color your hair white, black, and there's also allowed to pick out white hair. So as for Moshe, what's the big chiddush? Once you say one is not allowed, then it should be poshut that also the second is not allowed. Once you say that one is not allowed to pull out a white hair, then it should be poshut l'chayra, then one cannot color white hairs. So he says, because the Torah really said, this is a big chiddush that the Rambam is saying, that even though we'd say that one of them is not the derech of an isha to do, but still, since he comes out looking like a woman, so that's why the Rambam says that both of them are not allowed. So you see, Rav Moshe is mochiach on the Rambam, that the lav is to really look like a woman, and therefore the isser would be to make one look like a woman, and therefore one would not be allowed to take medicine to make his hair turn black. Brings Rav Moshe Feinstein a very, very big question that is asked. It says one of the things that a man may not do because it's a thing of woman is to look in a mirror. It says at Lehedia that a man may not look in a mirror. V'chein also le'ish li'istakel b'mara, because it is a woman's thing to do. Now, as we said before, that the insight is that we're going to talk soon a little bit more about mirror, about looking in a mirror, but we already said that the insight is that if it's already a man's thing to do, then it's allowed. Just chaverim nimnoim, we said. So, one does not... I could speak for myself, everybody else probably chaverim, but most people probably that are not together chaverim don't have to be nizhar because it's no longer a woman's thing. It's every single average man does it. But since the halacha in the time of the Shulchan Aruch was that only woman looked, so it says the Shulchan Aruch that it would be allowed for a man to look in a mirror because it's an isha's thing. As for Moshe, according to what we just said now, it is not understood. A man does not look like a woman and he's not mikushat like a woman by looking in a mirror. He's just doing a ma'isa isha. So how come it is not allowed? So answers of Moshe, since his yisod is right, he says that the law is to look like a woman, so therefore you have to answer. He says in a very big Kiddush, so I'll read the Lashon. He says that the looking itself, that it shows that they're careful about how they look, and it shows that they're also makpid on how their body looks, that it should look very nice. He says it is actually called, it's like you're wearing a necklace, it's a kishut, to look in a mirror, because a person might say, my hair was messed up and I was standing in front of the mirror for 10, it's a way, for 10 minutes this morning. It's like a way of ishtabchos. It's be'etzem kishut. And he says, like we see that, people look in the mirror a lot of times, right, Moshe, even though they know that there's nothing to fix, just the last time. So it's a kishut, that they're a person that looks in the mirror. And the chiddush is, says Rav Moshe, v'zeh achidush, sheish b'isra istaklus mara neged shai kishutim v'tikunim, mishum she'eino kishut v'tikun mamish. Says, since it's a chiddush, that even though it's not mamish, a kishut, but since it's a dvar kishut, it's called a kishut of a woman. So therefore, one is not allowed to look in the mirror. It's very dark, but the Yisrael, he says, is right. So that's what one has to answer. So another issue that comes up in Los Silbash is in the shoot of Nedabru, of Rabbi Yamin Zilber. If one asks a question, if he has two questions. There's a problem to use sweet-smelling soap because it was a thing that women did. And if there's a problem to use cream to take off acne because it's making himself look nice. So, says Rabbi Yamin Zilber, he says that he saw it. It says in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Nun Vav, in the Inyan about where the Shulchan Aruch talks more about looking in a mirror. So says the Shulchan Aruch that... Also, the ishli stakel b'mara to look in a mirror mishum lo yilbash gever eli yinkein mishum refuha kigoyin shechoshesh be'enov oishem misaper atzmoy oishem mistar menoyim kichavim be'enoy levenoy kidei lirois adam choshu mutai lirois b'mara. So says this, actually my brother said, asked the riddle that which two things are also that if you do them together they're mutter. So the answer is that there's two things that are also you're not allowed to take a haircut from an akum because the vachshash might kill you, and a man is not allowed to look in a mirror because of the losilbash. But if you do them both together, then it's allowed because there's no shash of the akum killing you because you're looking in the mirror. You're allowed to look in the mirror, so the akum shouldn't kill you. But that's what it says over here, that it said, this is where the halacha is brought down. But it says that if it's mishum refuah or mishum loli hisnavel, I can't find it now, but it says it. The Shulchan Aruch says, I can't see it now, but he says, if you're looking in a mirror for refuah, And it says that also in Kufpe Beis, in Lo Silbash, Mishum Refuah, there's no problem of Lo Silbash. And if one has to shave off his body for Refuah, there's no problem of Lo Silbash. And that's what also Shulchan Aruch says over here. If it's needed Mishum Refuah to look in a mirror, I guess he calls a haircut a type of Refuah. So there's no problem of Lo Silbash. And also to not be Misnavel. It says in the Halacha that there's no problem of Lo Silbash, and you are allowed to look in the mirror to not be misnadel. So says Rabbi Yom Zilber, so therefore, so the soap, about the sweet smelling soap, so he says, since also it's the derech of men to use it, said a man could use it. But you tell me, chaveirim are nimnoim, because it's also a woman's thing, but we have a tziruf. We have a tziruf to also let chaveirim use this soap. How come, since it is limnoa nivul, since this soap is being used, the etzem of the soap is to be monea nivul, so therefore there is no problem of Lo Silbash also for chaveirim. And he says about the acne, since he says that for limnias nivul, one is allowed to do stuff that are a woman's thing, so therefore even if you're going to say that it's a woman's thing to use acne cream to clear one's face, and he's still allowed because it's limnoa nivul, so therefore it's allowed.
So why do you have a 17-year-old boy who's going gray?
What? Right, we're going to talk about that. So that's what Rabbi Yom Zilber says. So now the first question that comes up about this inyan is a man who wants to get accepted to a job, but usually jobs, they like younger people in a lot of jobs. So therefore, if he has gray-looking hair, if he could dye it black to make him look younger so they should take him for the job, says Rav Moshe Feinstein that the whole question is, if he really does the job like a young guy, and there's no problem with Oinah, that he really does the job like anybody else, if there's a problem to dye his hair to get the job. So we had to start with an akdama of the Bach. Says the Bach, it's a very important Bach, it's brought down in the Taz and in the Shach, that the whole love of Lo Yilbash is only if you're doing it to be misna'e. It's only if you're doing it to look nice. Then there's a lot of Lo Silbash. But if it's Litzoyrech, so then there's no problem with Lo Silbash. So he says, if you're wearing a woman's coat to look nice, then there's a problem. But if you're cold, then you're allowed to wear a woman's coat because it's Litzoyrech, so there's no problem. But he says that, but if you look completely like a woman, so therefore even if there's a Litzoyrech, then it's not allowed. B'mamar Amuzgar, the Chacham Sodom is cholik on that. Chacham Sodom says that in a beged, even with tzoyrech, there's no heter. So a coat to use to cool, to warm yourself, even if you don't look like a woman, it's a beged, even if it's a tzoyrech, you're not allowed. Only in a kishut, to wear a kishut with tzoyrech. Let's say there's a woman's clip to hold your kippah, so therefore it's just a kishut, it's not a beged, and it's a tzoyrech, then it's allowed. But we'll be noking like all the poskim here on the daf, the very big poskim that they hold, that the whole lav, also in a beged, is only if you're still doing it to be misnai. But for tzoyrech, for cars, then one is allowed to wear a woman's coat, if he doesn't look completely like a woman. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, so therefore, one to dye his hair white to get a job, so therefore it's the tzoyrech. The person is doing it to get a job, it's not to look nice. So therefore, one would be allowed to dye his hair to get the job. And he says that
the whole shiur goes down. There's so many circumstances where a person can say, I want to present myself this way because I present myself as a model of success, and therefore I'm going to clip the gray hair, I'm going to do this
right,
and
so,
that.
Right, so
he's going to smoke.
So he says that he found that in Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein's also, but says the Chuvos van Hogos of the Rabbis of Yerushalayim and of the Badatz, Rav Moshe Steinbuch, that really, since it is, it might be Litzoyrech, it's Litzoyrech, but it's Litzoyrech, it's a Yipu, it's done Litzoyrech. You're doing it to make yourself, like the model guy that has the, that's like the young looking guy that drives in the sports car, so it's Liyipu, even though it's Litzoyrech, so therefore Litzoyrech, even if it's Litzoyrech, if it's for Yipu, then it's still not allowed. So therefore he says that to dye your hair, to get a job, is really not allowed. But in a lot of cases, first of all, a person has to be truthful with himself, because if a person isn't truthful with himself, so he can do a whole lot of stuff.
If you have enough batachon or whatever, you can get your job even with your gray hair.
What?
I'm saying, like, it's so dark, this with the chiluk here, that to be omen on. If you have enough confidence and whatever, having a couple of grays or having, or whatever the kishu you're talking about, that a man might want to make himself feel younger, it always comes down to the person wants to present themselves as X. And it's usually, it's a true blend of very often of Yipui and Tzorach.
Right, so says Rav Moshe Steinbuch, really in such a case, and there's no heter of Tzorach. and he brings this from Moshe, and this from Moshe Mordechai Epstein, and he says, since it breaks down, there's a clash here between also Yipui and also the Torah for the job, so even if it's the Torah, since it's Yipui, so it is not allowed. What? It always gets ruined. It's very hard to find a tater.
How about a man going on a diet?
What?
Is that a lady's thing to look skinny?
Parts of lays in the rock
and
says
healthy. Yeah, yeah, I guess. First of all, it's Lira Fua. A guy that's very obese, so then he has all these problems with his heart later on.
Once you're obese, it's already.
No, he's okay.
Right. So there's, first of all, it's already a man's thing, so a man's allowed to do it. Secondly, a chaver that wants to be nimno. So there's people here that are saying tzadim that it's not even, it's just we're really going to talk if it's b'gadim ashavim later on, b'gadim ashavim if chaverim have to be nimnoim. So this might also join in into this category, but even if not, it could be that it has an inyan. Oh, if it doesn't have an inyan of refuah, so we're going to see it's going to be together b'gadim ashavim. That we're going to see later on. But if it's a man's thing, the fact that now it's a man's thing, so according to my understanding, any man should be able to do it, not a chaver, a regular man should be able to do it, to go on a diet, because it's a thing of men already. But a chaver, we're going to see a chaver later on, if he's going to be allowed to do it or not. So that's the gabi getting a job. But now let's say a guy that this brings the Shevet HaLevi, a very interesting case that happened in the time of the Shalomation and the Maram Sheik. Maram Shif, I mean, that came up to the guy that half of his hair and beard turned white and the other half stayed black. Young guy. So he brings a really Sholomation of the Maram Shif, hold that it's not allowed to color. And he brings another saber that holds that it's allowed. How come? Because it's Nivu. So everyone's allowed to cover. But says the Shevet HaLevi, of course the Sholomation and the Maram Shif, they did not overlook this Nivu. So obviously they held that the Nivu is that since you have two colors of hair, that's the nivul. So therefore, if that's the problem, so they said don't color it black because then you might be getting into los silbash, just color the other half white. And then you have one color of hair. But really it says in Chuvos V'Hanhogos of Rav Moshe Sternbuch that since he says that the nivul is for a young guy to have white hair, that is nivul. That omnam ba'ofen shenishalti sha'asoros levonos g'delim ba'ofen perat. First of all, that it's two colors, and second of all, because it also looks bad that a young guy has white hair. So it's really just being done to be moneh nivul, this tzviya, and therefore it's allowed.
Does he seem to say that the hair
is
actually growing like unusual hair? In other words, it wasn't a shot that,
right.
that was white. That's not a nibble. The fact was that the hair didn't have normal consistency.
Right, because he's... But that would be in a regular guy, an older guy, right? But in a young guy, so that wouldn't be the issue. The fact that it's growing in a weird way. Also, if it was growing a little normally, he would feel a little strange. That he's walking around with the eye of a guy in my shear that has a lot of white hair. And it is a little strange. So over here, it could be he's very well talking about an older guy that's already getting normal white hair, but he has a blotch over here and something over here and another one coming out of over here. So therefore, then he says that it's nivul, so therefore one's allowed to color it. But the pashas would also be in a young guy that also, the shear is not halacha l'maisa. Some stuff that come out very bahul can be taken for halacha l'maisa. But some of the stuff that are a little shady, that don't really have such a such
hagdaros.
What?
You said we might still be able to wear high heels.
Right. We'll still be able to wear high heels. But he says
black and white parts of the shoe that can take a lot of nice with the gray.
He's dressed gray.
That's I would say so because that's what comes out of the learning. But I don't know if everybody agrees with me. So everybody could ask the community rabbi, like the Hillel Zach says. So then he says that since you might be getting to a lavda, right? So there's a suffix, so Moshe Sternbuch, the guy with the Eda, says that one should really shave off his beard in such a case. To get out of it, to just shave it off. And also it's brought down in Shevet HaLevi, that also in cases that for a shidduch he talks about, that one should shave off his beard and not even get into the whole thing, that's Hasidus Rav. And So that's about a man that is God of Wolf and Perah. Now says the Shevet HaLevi, but even the Shevet HaLevi that brings and holds and is Holy Karam Moshe Sternbuch, that a man in such a case cannot color his hair black, because it's the Nivul, the Shevet HaLevi holds that the Nivul is, that the Nivul is the fact that it's two colors, so therefore just color the other half white. But he says, it's a little hard, but he says that also he holds that if a guy was born with, let's say, a darker patch of skin, so he says in that case, to put on makeup every day to make sure that it looks in a normal way, that will for sure be allowed. How come? Because that is for sure, it's nivul. The pshat is, it's not that it looks different because it's two colors, it's that it's nivul that a guy has a different patch of skin, so therefore that he'll really allow to be put on makeup for, and he has no shash of little silbash because it's the non-nivul.
So you might have the surgery also.
What? Oh, plastic surgery?
Yeah.
It's talked about.
Yeah.
Right. Right, so now, so that's about a man, and now Bgadim HaShavim. He talks about Bgadim HaShavim. So let's say a shirt. Maybe Chaverim should be nimna from wearing a shirt, because it's a thing that women wear. From my understanding, how the Shevet HaLevi gives, addresses to this issue, he's not holding that the problem of Chaverim Nimnaim is because it started out as a woman's thing and now became man's, so Chaverim Nimnaim. He says no, even if it's a man's thing, man and woman's thing, so a man's allowed to do it, but still Chaverim Nimnaim because it's a woman's thing. So therefore he says Bgadim HaShavim, clothes that are used for both types, for men and women. I'd say a shirt, but people say that a button's the opposite way. I don't know if that really makes a difference because it's lo minkar. But anything in such a, it, maybe it's a problem. Chaverim should be nimnaim. So he brings out Agos Yaivet. The Yaivet says that if it's shave, if it's a beged that is made, that it's for both, there's no problem with a little silbash in such a case. You just have to make sure that you're old enough that you could tell a difference between who's a man and who's a lady. And then there's not a problem with Gadim HaShavim. Now about woman. Wait, what time is it? Okay, so a little more. So there's a woman. So we'll cut out a woman wearing tzitzis, but a woman who Rav Moshe Feinstein brings in a shoot about women in Gush Etzion that they want to carry guns, little guns around to make sure that they shouldn't be nitkaf. So there's a few tzedadim here to really be done in this subject, because we could say one thing. First of all, Yad Yisrael Tkifa. So therefore, maybe it's not such a worry. Second of all, he brings that one can say it might be hard for her, but maybe let's say that whenever she leaves, she has to go with a different man, and that way we won't let her carry weapons. There's a sakanos. Maybe there's sakanos. So then we'll make her, whenever she leaves, go with a different man, even if it's very hard for her. But there's a tzad that he brings to be matir, since. There's another tzad that he brings to that people say to be matir, that he says because it's a tzoyrach. This is his grandson who's writing this, all these tzadim to be matir, because it's a tzoyrach. Over here, it's not liipui, it's a tzoyrach, so therefore it should be allowed. Second tzad to be matir would be that we'd say that over here it's not a man's thing, because we're talking about a little gun, a pistol, and it, what makes weapons a man's thing is that it's go out to war with it. So therefore, a woman don't go out to war, but in a pistol, it's not something that the army uses to go out to war. It's not really a weapon used for war. It's used for guards, but in wars they use heavier guns. So therefore, over here there might not be a problem. Well, silbash, it's not a man thing. So Moshe Feinstein says, first of all, about
what is it? It's not a war thing, but it's still a man thing.
No, so the pshat is that what makes it a man's thing is because it's a thing for war, because a woman doesn't go out to war. Because Moshe Feinstein really brings that woman that will take place in a little skirmish, and let's say a woman gets mugged and she has weapons, it's not to derech for a woman to carry sometimes pepper spray, maybe in America, for against muggings. It's just that the issue is the war, that a woman can't wear weapons that are for war because it's a man's thing, war. So Moshe Feinstein says, first of all, about your taina, they told me that it's a tzorech, that's wrong. Because in weapons, we never had an issue that there's a problem because you're doing it for yipui. Because the weapons, we're not viewing it as a thing that is used to decorate oneself. So therefore, you can't tell me if it's not for yipui, then you're allowed. So that's first, so that taina goes down. And he says also, Yad Yisrael isn't tkifa, because we see Maishim Bechol Yom that there's a tzichos. And he says like this, but he says that his nephew, his grandson is a tzad gadol lahatir because of his war taina. But he ends out saying the maskana that he says that since, even if you tell, even if you say, we'll make her go always go out with another man and not let her carry a weapon, a lot of times one guy gets shot and then she's left off. She'll be left off to fend off with herself. So therefore, it's a very big. So therefore, he says that it will really be mutar in such a case for a woman to carry a weapon because of these tutsdad, and that it's not a man's, it's not a war thing. So therefore, it's not a man's thing, and she could carry it. And also because it's a chash pikuach nefesh, and he ends out saying that it's more important that you should teach them how to shoot and not worry about all these side stuff. So everybody should have good Shabbos.
Good job.
More important than the ends of